Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
You know, they're evaluated every day, every drill. You know, it's all taped. We spend countless hours evaluating guys. And then ultimately when you start playing preseason games, you know, it's how they perform in a game. That's the ultimate of pressure. So it's a process that we're very early on in it. We've been in underwear for Lord only knows how long. So we have another day of that. We completed our first practice today in that uniform, and then we put the pads on Saturday. And, you know, most of the coaches here have not seen these guys in pads yet. So, we're all excited, and the guys' mindset is right. Their work ethic is good, and, I'm anxious to work with them and try to get better. Well, I think, a lot of times it's a good thing. You know, it's a clean slate. You know, there's not preconceived ideas. They get to earn, their spot and their rank. So, so in the locker room, in front of a new group. So, they could better answer that than I can. But I like the way it's gone so far. It's just hard to be on all the time. Whether it's a season, whether it's a week, whether it's a day. I think he has a lot of skill set still left in him. Things didn't go well. He got ill last year. He lost a bunch of weight. Those kind of things to deal with, say in the finals in the Olympics, if it's a bad day, it's a bad day. So, you put it behind you and learn from it and move on. So, I think his mindset's been good moving forward. I think in any group dynamic, I don't care if it's any team sport, I think it's critical. I think it's important within the football team. I think it's one thing that you have a coaching staff and all those things, but the teamwork aspect, doing something for bigger than something bigger than yourself, and being able to make that happen as a football player, as a guy in that locker room and out between those lines, I think is critical. I think you're just yourself. I think I'm not smart enough to be anybody else. Barely smart enough to be me. But I think. Everybody has their own style. Everybody has a different way to do it, and that's what I know. Well, I think Matt Forte is probably the most proven guy in that bunch, without a doubt. The things he's accomplished. It's hard for me to evaluate, but he has close to Hall of Fame type of numbers, whether it's as a receiver or as a runner. I go way back to watching him coming out of Tulane. He's the most accomplished guy that we have. There's strategies of it. You have to kind of push them along and you do it slowly. I'd liken it to, if you do the first lap at Lowe's Motor Speedway and you've never driven a car before, you're not going to go 180 the first lap. You're going to start at 80 and you're just going to each lap, you're going to develop a little confidence and go a little faster and understand what a bank turn feels like, looks like, because you don't do it every day. Most people drive, they don't have, whatever degree bank turn that is. So it's a little bit like that. You push yourself a little bit harder each time. I can say exactly what it is, but I'm not. It's a shin. It's something that shouldn't be long-term, but that we're going to monitor.